Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It is your sports bros, your sportsmen. I am Isaac.
Excited.
Hello. Big Sook, Jason Sakanik, right over there.
Right here.
Look at him. And we also have Schultzy filling in on the ones and twos once again today for the late Ryan Buckley, who has perished, our second producer that we've killed off.
Even though he was texting me yesterday. I think it was the ghost of Ryan Buckley.
Yeah,
who was,
I think that's
texting
right.
Me.
So, coming up here, we got some hot Sports Talk World Series about to get underway.
Pivotal Game 5?
All pivotal. the must win.
Has there ever been a non-pivotal game in the
World Series? You know, I mean, Game 1.
That's not pivotal? You got to get off to a...
Not as pivotal as Game 5.
Then what about Game 6? Oh, that's pivotal.
I think it's more pivotal for one team than it is for the other.
I would say so.
But that's why Game 5 is so pivotal, is it's usually tied.
It's the pivot of pivotal.
I mean, yeah, that's really where you pivot.
That's right.
If you think about it. As long as it's 2-2.
Yes.
If it's 3-1, then it's...
You do that Giannis pivot where you get six of them.
Yeah. Coming up tonight in the club, we'll talk about the Kardashians.
Oh, what are they up to again?
Well, I think they're just doing bits.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because their latest... They have two new products on the market.
Oh.
Have you seen this, Schultz? There's the patented Schultzy.
I love that everyone rolls their eyes and like everyone supposedly hates them, but everything they do just makes $1 billion.
Okay, so I'll tease it by saying this. You think that the Michael Jordan Hitler stash...
I believe it was a bet.
Was him trolling.
Yes.
Like, watch what I can get away with.
I believe that... This is my grand conspiracy. Michael Jordan and some friends were sitting around, and Jordan said, "I can do anything and still sell a product." And a friend said, "Hitler mustache," and Jordan said, "Done."
And he had it in a Hanes commercial.
Yes, and it worked. And somehow it worked.
I believe that the Kardashians are doing that exact thing. They are so popular that they're like, "Watch this! I'm going to put this out." And I'm going to sell $1 billion of
them. And by the way, if it works, that makes me respect you that much more. If you're like, watch this, and then you go out. It's like Babe Ruth calling his home run. Mad respect.
So we will get to that in the club. We got our NFL Wednesday Wasabi coming up next. But first, I see where I don't know if he's new, the governor of Louisiana.
He had quite the press conference today.
Yeah. He's now saying that, okay, let me just read you his quote.
Yeah.
So we told you this the other day when Brian Kelly,
Yeah. 1-0.
Lead off home run.
Yeah.
Oh my God. By
first pitch.
By Schneider.
By Schneider.
Him and his creepy glasses and mustache.
Who needs George Springer?
Yeah.
What was I saying?
The Louisiana governor had a press conference today, and it was something else.
Well, no, when Kelly got fired, apparently the Louisiana governor was behind it, part of the team behind it, because they don't have a president, so it's like, you know, the tail's wagging the dog out there.
There is
a very Louisiana
thing. Seems to be a lack of authority right now.
Yeah. So he had a press conference today. He said, this is a pattern. He goes, the guy here now, Scott Woodward, who is the LSU AD,
yeah,
that wrote that contract, cost A&M $77 million. That was the Jimbo Fisher contract.
Yes.
And right now we have a $53 million liability, and we are not going to do that again. And you know what? I believe we're going to find a great coach. Maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners.
By the way, 2-0.
Oh, my God. Two pitches, two home runs?
Two pitches, two home runs.
Dude, look at your Jays.
Whoa.
Blake Snell.
What'd you say about left-handed pitching on the road for the Blue Jays?
I think, wow. I'm the King Jinx, man.
I am pretty certain that that is two pitches, two home runs.
No, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's three only pitches.
Three pitches?
Oh, three pitches, okay. Two home runs.
Was the second pitch to Vlad or to Schneider?
I think it was one pitch. The second pitch was to Vlad.
Okay.
Blake Snell.
One pitch to Schneider, second to Vlad.
Just grooving it.
God. Oh, my God.
Check the DraftKings account.
What does that mean?
Blake Snell's throwing the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet he's on the take.
Clearly. Either that or Springer's back there banging on trash cans.
Anyway, who do you think Trump would pick?
Well, you got to get to the point. I don't think you mentioned what he said.
Well, he said maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Sorry, well, I must have been distracted by Vlad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which,
let's get the hell out of here.
That means that the next head coach will be Tommy Tuberville.
Tommy Tubbs.
Tommy Tubbs.
Yeah, that's his guy, huh?
Who Tommy Tuberville said that clearly that Trump will have a third reign as president.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Brushed aside.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Tommy Tuberville said that just the other day. So
yeah.
Clearly, Tuberville will be the next coach with a $100 million guaranteed contract. I just love that. You have arguably the best job in America that the people of Louisiana are determined to make the worst job that no one wants. Like, if you're one of these coaches, if you're Lane Kiffin, there's no way you're looking at that and being like, all right, the AD is lame duck. I got the freaking governor up there talking S. The boosters have no patience for any of this. Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to stay right where I'm at. I mean, it's, and by the way, the governor had to come back and try to clarify his comments. He's like, hey, just so you know, I will not be selecting it. He's just like, he tried to backtrack and say, I just think this is an important hire for the people of Louisiana. Dude, you made an ass of yourself on national TV. And I promise you, everyone involved in LSU football was like, dude, you cannot keep doing this. No one is going to want this job if this is what.
If you don't have good grass, you're not in business.
They've neutered. They've neutered this coaching search.
Well, Trump does know a lot about grass. They play on grass.
I know a lot about grass.
He says, no, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it here now.
Right here now. God. Well, yeah, I was listening to Dirt and Sprague, and they had a Louisiana guy on there, and that's what he was saying. He goes, this is weird. Because you don't have a university president, you're not going to have an AD, and so you're
Wait, is Woodward getting fired?
It sounds like he's, look.
By the governor? Like, the governor can't just, can he just come in and fire the AD?
No, but the idea is, if you're a university president, you come in, and you have all this, Woodward is probably gone too. So, like, you're not, you just, if you are, God, Snell's getting raked. Are they gonna? He might not make it out of the first inning. They may not allow him to continue. The powers that be.
What the hell is going on?
But if you're one of these coaches with options, whether that's Lane Kiffin or I don't know Summerall, one of these guys, I just don't know if you want to step into this. How many times have we seen that when there's turmoil and the waters are boiling? Why do you want to jump into that? LSU is a phenomenal job. Basically, if you are worth two craps, you win a national title or a Heisman Trophy while you're there. Think about that. Saban won a national title. Les Miles won a national title. Ed Ogeron won a national title, for God's sakes. But I just don't think right now, when you're talking about these jobs that are open, I'm not certain how attractive LSU is at this point when you've got this sort of turmoil around it.
Oge wants it.
Oge wants.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
The new headline is, this is one of the more absurd headlines. You like to call out bad headlines.
Yeah.
Just really dumb stories.
Yeah.
This is a good one because I think we can all see what's happening with Ed Ogeron.
He's just trying to get his name out there.
Well, he has friends in the media.
Yes.
And because he treats media as human, not subhuman, like a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
So he is able to get his name out there because he's nice with a lot of media people.
Yeah.
So first came the story of, oh, yeah, he would take the Oregon State job if offered.
Yeah.
So somebody did him a solid, got him out there for that gig. And then the headline today was Ogeron open to returning. Like LSU would even remotely, as dumb as LSU looks right now, they would even remotely consider him. But because he has friends in the media, he was asked, hey, if LSU called you, would you want the job? He was like, well, yeah, of course.
It's like when a certain columnist talked to the mayor of Tulleton and asked if they were open to the NFL coming
there.
Insane. It's insane.
Like, what are we even doing?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I just think right now, it's insane. If you are a prominent coach and you're considering all things about what you want to do for your next step, I think the LSU job right now is... this is as down the ladder as LSU has been in 25 or 30 years when it comes to buyer beware taking that job. Because think about it. Even with the national titles, Les Miles ended ugly in scandal. Ogeron ended ugly and kind of a little bit of a scandal. Brian Kelly has now ended very ugly to the point now where you've got the freaking governor having a press conference saying that, you know, it's a liability and he's not going to let this continue and the next coach isn't getting these sorts of buyouts and, you know, you've invoked the POTUS's name into this. This is just, it's a clown show. This is what we heard about for years. Tennessee was like this.
It's called sports.
Remember, people always said that, like, the Tennessee job was like, people are like, oh, it's a great job. And anyone that was around there was like, dude, you don't want to be involved in this. It's the Real Housewives of Knoxville. It kind of feels like this is the Real Housewives of Louisiana.
Wyatt, you're really obnoxious.
Yeah, shut
Although
up.
Although I do kind of want to see Tommy Tuberville. Cash Patel is the next head coach.
Yeah, can he coach football? Old Cash?
He's at the FBI. Why not?
God, are these umpires are terrible. He was safe, right?
I'm sure they're going to challenge it.
Well, they just challenged it at first, and he was safe.
He was safe.
They called him out. He was safe.
So there was a throw out at second, and it looked like he was safe. So
I guess they're not challenging.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Look, if they got out of that inning with only two runs, consider. We'll see it here.
Boy, I think he's out. Yeah, I think he's out.
Boy,
they
so
hit
close.
Two home runs on the first three pitches,
and then.
And so now we're going to the bottom of the first. 2-0 Jays.
2-0.
Good little. Right. I bet it's a good ball game tonight.
You could weather that storm.
Yeah. You sure can. Okay, enough about stupid LSU. Let's get to our NFL Wednesday Wasabi next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we did determine that the 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays in the first inning of Game 5, they did hit back-to-back home runs on the first two pitches.
First two pitches. Two pitches, 2-0.
So
whoops.
Schneider,
yeah.
And they put Vlad Jr. at in the two-hole.
Yeah, and it worked out.
And he launched one, too. So 2-0 Jays, Dodgers coming up.
How awesome would it be now if we go back-to-back with Ohtani and now Will Smith hitting in the second line?
Watch him walk Ohtani. cowards.
At least they went at him, and they were successful.
They didn't walk him yesterday, did they?
They did walk him, but not intentionally. And then he struck out twice, and I think he grounded out.
Now to our Wednesday wasabi.
The NFL wasabi.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know. I like the NFL.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people like the NFL. I don't know if you've paid attention lately, but it seems to be pretty popular.
I don't think, JC Babes, that I have ever seen a worse defense than what the Dallas Cowboys are running out there.
It is not good. I saw that Jerry Jones said he's not convinced that they're one defensive player away. You think, Jerry?
If Parsons were on that defense, what are they? Are they the same?
No, they're better. In fact, like that was the whole thing, is that when they got rid of Micah Parsons, in the three-ish years he's been there, this is either his... I think this is his fourth year in the league. So the previous 3 years, just the plays that he's on the field, I think it's from an EPA, if I'm not mistaken. They're a top three defense with him on the field, and without him on the field, they're the worst. So he's not on the field, and they are indeed the worst defense. Does he make them the best defense? No. But if you've seen the impact that he makes in Green Bay, even when he is not getting to the quarterback, he changes the dynamic when he is on the field. And so when you are a very average squad talent-wise on defense, and then you remove, I'd say, one of the three or four true unique difference makers in the NFL, your defense goes from problematic to one of the worst in the NFL.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, you watch the NFL enough, you watch college, you just see bad defense.
Yes.
Okay, you know the anatomy of a bad defense. Mm. But sometimes it's, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot. Yeah. Penalties or whatever. Sometimes it's they're not very good on third down.
Yes.
The Cowboys' defense is like there's no one around anyone ever.
No.
It's like they're so bad that it's not even about penalties or little mistakes. They are so bad that the quarterback has all day and receivers are wide open and running backs have gashes to run through. Like, there's nothing redeeming about their defense.
No, there is
not. It's so bad.
It's really bad. 100%. So the only team that has given up more touchdowns than them is the Cincinnati Bengals. And that, I mean,
and their defense sucks.
Yeah, it's all.
Who's
kinds.
Worse, Cincinnati or I think Dallas's is worse.
You can make the argument Dallas is worse
Will Smith just went yard.
Oh,
damn it.
Okay, but Ohtani did not.
No, he didn't go yard.
God, you got Dave Niehaus.
Damn it. Well, I thought he. Well, dude, Mary Hart even got
flied out to shallow left.
It wasn't shallow; it was medium. And Mary Hart was all fired up about it, so it got me fired. All I do is watch Mary Hart when I watch the Dodgers. Now,
Are you secretly crushing on Mary Hart?
Yeah, I kind of like her.
I see where you're going.
She got a bedazzled Dodgers jacket on tonight. What's not to love?
See what you're doing with that. Yeah, Dallas.
Dude, it's so bad.
Dallas is worse because Cincinnati just doesn't have any players. Dallas has some people. They just stink. And then I laugh because they got rid of the one difference maker that they have. And I love that Jerry Jones was concerned about their ability to stop the run. Hey, Jerry, how about your ability to stop anything at this point? And the sad part is Dallas's offense is good. Like, you know, I'll say this. If they had Micah Parsons, they are not in the boat that they are right now. It would be a better
unit. You think they're actually a good team?
I don't know if they're a good team, but they would certainly be better than what they are right now. Because what they are right now is they're the old Cincinnati Bengals, where they can score points with anyone in the NFL. And they just can't stop a nosebleed. I mean, they're 3-4. I want to look at their four losses here. So the first one wasn't that bad to Philly, 24-20. They gave up 31 to the Bears, and they gave up 30 to the freaking Carolina Panthers, and they just gave up 44. So yes, Micah Parsons makes a difference. Now, I don't think he stops the 44-24, but that 30-27, certainly the 40-40 tie to Green Bay and the 24-20 to the Eagles, that he could be the difference in one or two losses being wins in this current schedule.
Did you see Jerry Jones was featured in the Wall Street Journal today?
No, what's he doing now?
Well, it's kind of, I think it's fitting, and it tells you all you need to know about the state of the Cowboys.
Yeah. How about them Cowboys?
And Jera.
Yeah.
The headline is, Jerry Jones says he has unlocked a $100 billion gas bounty in this drilling inferno.
I don't know what that means.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones turned his team into the world's most valuable sports franchise, but when he rides in his helicopter over this rural stretch of East Texas, he says he sees his best investment ever, the making of a major natural gas province.
Oh.
He has poured more than $1 billion into natural gas driller Comstock Resources, betting it can drill some of the hottest, deepest wells in the U.S. and unleash a torrent of new gas supplies.
Mm.
His quote is,
does he need more money?
There's a $100 billion present value with gas out there. He said in an interview, that's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
Well, doesn't that say everything you need to know about Jerry Jones?
Yes. So you're still the general manager, but you're more concerned about making money that you don't need because you're almost dead and you're already a multi-billionaire.
Bingo.
I don't know.
I mean, dude, he's seeing billion-dollar oil deals.
Yeah, good
he
luck.
Doesn't give a rip about the Cowboys not being able to cover anyone.
Well, look at this. So when I look at the worst defenses in the NFL, the only team in there, like, so the Cowboys are there. They're only behind Cincinnati. But after that, it's Baltimore, Tennessee, New York, Miami, the Giants. I mean, the Bears, Saints, Raiders. I mean, just horrid teams. The only two teams in there that are worth two S's are, you could, I guess you can make a case that Chicago.
Well, Baltimore would be bad.
Yeah, Baltimore could be.
They were just hurt.
Although their defense, I mean, I wonder. Their defense is so bad, but they play in such a crappy division. But yeah, the Cowboys, and maybe it doesn't matter because they weren't going to Super Bowl anyways, but the idea of getting rid of Micah Parsons and then having this be your season, it is a great, for a guy that claims that he will do anything to win and it's about winning right away, this is a giant FU to Jerry Jones.
Speaking of bad defenses, Pittsburgh has a bad defense.
They have a horrid defense.
You see who they get this week or next? I don't know if it's this week. No, it's this week.
This week? Who does
Indianapolis.
Yeah, have fun with that. The number one scoring offense.
The Colts.
Yeah, and the thing about Pittsburgh, too, is, dude, they just got old fast. Like, outside of J.J. Watt, who still is playing at a very high level, their secondary is full of guys that used to be good but can no longer run. I mean, it's rough stuff when you watch them play. Joey Porter Jr. can't run. Jalen Ramsey can't run anymore. It's just Darius Slay is washed. Their secondary is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Watch Pittsburgh win.
No. They will not win. Indy is going to put them in a blender. What the Indianapolis Colts are doing on offense is just freaking awesome. And I know that they haven't really played the stiffest of competitions, but you can
only beat the Chargers.
Yeah, you can only play, you know, who's on your schedule. And at this point, if you're waiting for
Indy, the Broncos too.
If you're waiting, yeah.
But they shouldn't have, though.
Yeah, Denver's been kind of up
and down.
So if
you look at, let's be honest about the Colts. You're right, their offense is awesome, but they have beaten Miami, Tennessee twice, Las Vegas, and Arizona, and they have played three games against three good teams. That would be the Broncos, the Rams, and the Chargers.
Lost to the Rams.
And they beat the Chargers, and they should have lost to Denver. That was the game where Denver kicked the game-winning field goal, but the dumbass jumped over the line, so they lost.
Yeah.
So they technically are 1-2 against any real team.
And so maybe there is some Minnesota vibes here from last year. And I'm not saying that the Colts are the end-all to be-all, but what the Colts are doing on offense is awesome. Jonathan Taylor is the MVP of your league. Daniel Jones is playing elite. He is a top six quarterback in the league right now. There's weapons on the outside with Pierce and Pittman and Downs. Tyler Warren is probably your rookie of the year, which is weird because normally it's a quarterback, but you know, the only quarterback that's a rookie that is worth anything right now is Jackson Dart, and Jackson Dart really isn't doing a whole bunch. The rookie running back class hasn't done a whole lot of anything. So Tyler Warren is your rookie of the year. I mean, it's really fun, and they are. This is the Shane Steichen masterclass with what they're putting out there.
He's good.
And yes, I would like to see the Colts, and we'll get a chance. I think in a couple weeks they get the Chiefs. And I'll be interested to see what they do against Kansas City. I'll be interested to see what they do against like the Seahawks defense. But it's a very manageable schedule. And maybe that Chiefs game will expose everything because it's in Arrowhead. But What the Colts are doing right now is repeatable. This is not fluky type stuff. They have a great offensive game plan. They're playing inside the skill set of their players, and they are just being creative as hell, and it's awesome to watch. And they are going to...
That's the other thing about them.
The boring ass old Steelers defense is going to get rolled.
That's the other thing about the Colts is they've only played once outside of a dome this year.
Yeah. So that's yeah.
And that was at Tennessee. Of course, the Titans are terrible.
Yeah, the Titans are awful.
So that's interesting. That's another little factor about the Pittsburgh game.
Again, Arrowhead, end of November, in weather.
Yeah, exactly. Because that was the knock on the Lions. The Lions was, outside, you get them out on grass, they're a different team. Yeah.
Minnesota as well.
Indy could be that.
Sure.
It'll be interesting to see them. Well, it's this week. It's at Pittsburgh. Yeah. That's grass. Like you said, Kansas City after the bye.
Well,
so
I'll
we'll
say
see
this.
It.
I believe the Colts at this point are elite. What happens when they play other elite teams? Maybe they're at the bottom half of the elite thing. I just don't think a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop in Indy, and I don't think it will. Doesn't mean that they're going to win. This is like that we did the same thing with Minnesota last year. Did the shoe drop? No, we just found out that against other elite teams, they weren't like this juggernaut, but they won 13 or 14 games. And I think that is going to be the Indianapolis Colts. And I don't believe in Pittsburgh at all. I think the Pittsburgh defense is only Pittsburgh in name. Like it's hard to realize that the Ravens defense is just bad. And we don't want to, we can't compute that because it's always good. And I'm telling you, the Steeler defense is bad. And it's made up of a bunch of players that you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That are no longer legitimate big-time NFL players.
All right, let's hear from the king, Michael Jordan, coming up next. But first, Schultzy with SportsCenter. Michael Jordan made headlines again last night. Because, you know, he's on NBC now.
Yeah, Essays in Excellence or something? MJ on Excellence?
Yeah.
Something along... It's MJ...
The Bit.
It's MJ in Excellence, I know that.
Yeah, he sits down with the old...
Mike Tirico.
Tirico.
Already shot all of it.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Did you read that?
Sounds like it.
It doesn't. It's the same scene as it was.
Yeah.
It would
same
be
clothing.
Be shocking to me. I asked you this last week. It's like, is MJ really going to do like 82 weeks of this? Like, hell no.
No, he'll probably go out there more than once to Jordan's house. I don't know. Where does he live? Florida, I think.
Is it Florida or maybe he was in Carolina? Who knows?
I think he lives on that. He probably lives all over, but
lots of places.
Probably doesn't live in Salina, Kansas.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Should, but he doesn't. Wouldn't that be awesome if you just strolling down Main Street there in Salina, Kansas, and you saw Michael Jordan?
I think the closest you're going to get to that is maybe Buffett, right? He lives in Oklahoma.
Well, Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
No, he lives in Omaha.
I think that's probably the the most off the beaten
place. Well, Jordan might be in Salina. There's an old Chicago downtown.
Well, MJ Steakhouse, right?
Played there.
Is there one of those in Salina?
No, we don't have one of those. No. Anyway, yeah, I don't know how much they paid him, but dude, talk about great dough. They pay you a bunch of money and send one reporter to talk to you for like 5 hours, and then they just use it for the whole season, and you cash checks.
It's like filming The Price is Right.
God, it's good to be MJ.
I don't think he needs the money, but did you see the clip of him shooting that free throw that was actually out there?
No.
Remember in the first one of those, he told the story about the last time he picked up a basketball. Yeah. It was years ago, or just this last year. He said he hasn't touched a basketball in years, but he rented a house for the Ryder Cup. And the guy who rented it made him shoot a free throw. And we were like, did he actually make it? Because he said he did. There's video of him.
He made it?
Yeah, he makes it.
Okay.
Yeah, someone filmed it,
probably
obviously.
Probably one of the kids.
Yeah, and they put it out there. Yeah, that video's out there.
All right.
Yeah, but he's...
Do I want to see old Michael Jordan shooting a free throw?
I don't know. Is
it riveting?
It's MJ shooting a free throw. I don't know.
It doesn't seem that...
It's not. Someone said it to me, and they're like, oh, he made
Look
it.
Look at this.
And I watched, and I was like, oh, yeah, he made a free throw.
Form he said
looks,
he made it.
Form looks good.
So here he is. Trico asked him this time about load management. Mm-hmm.
You play basketball 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours? I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day of work or your next, you know, challenge. Now, I'm the worst. I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that or, you know.
I was going to say, did you do that every time?
But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like one, it was a sense of pride for the fans that are paying. Right. Two is a sense of, you know, making sure that I stay sharp. You know, I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can disrupt that synergy that's happening.
That's a good point about the rhythm.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jordan, like the worst guy to talk about, he was the other 21 hours you should be preparing. Oh, shut up, dude. You were drinking and gambling.
And yet he still played.
Yeah. And that's, I think, his point.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not the best example, but I was still out there.
Well, it is strange to think, and this, the same thing goes with pitchers, right? Who was it? Was it John Smoltz that made this point? He goes, I think Smoltz was bitching about, like, we get to this pitch count thing. They're like, who decided that at 80 pitches your arm falls off? And he goes, it'd be one thing if we were doing all of this load management in baseball and guys were staying healthy. He goes, but it's not. We're load managing. Everyone's blowing out their arms. And it's the same thing. If people were load managing and then staying healthy, it would be one thing, but it's not. Guys are getting hurt and snapping Achilles. So obviously what you're doing isn't working. Whereas someone in the 90s, like MJ, that played 75 games a year, he was remarkably healthy. So I do understand the idea that these players now bitch and moan about the time and their body and the wear and all that. But if anything, it's less wear and tear because of the travel and the training and the nutrition and all that. It's way better. And yet guys are getting hurt way more and having to sit out more games. So it doesn't make sense. Load management should work, but it doesn't. It doesn't make anyone healthier.
Are they really hurt or are they just resting?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. But Michael Jordan in his career, now he had the 1 year, his second year where he was hurt, but Jordan played 82, 82, 82, 81, 82, 82, 80, 78, 82, 82, 82.
That's crazy.
And then the last 2 years in Washington, he played 60 and 82. You know, that is unheard of.
Yeah.
And I think if you look, a lot of the guys from that era did. And so, like, and I know a lot of the guys are going to give a okay boomer, but the guy makes a valid point.
Well, yeah. Who started load management? Was that Pop and sitting all the old guys?
I think so. It's possible. Duncan. Shaq did not. I mean, he would schedule surgeries for the start of the year because he wouldn't play at the beginning.
Yeah, but they wouldn't call it load management. He just would be out.
He just would be out.
I think Kawhi Leonard was a big one. Remember back when he was with Toronto? Remember Toronto was like cutting edge sports science-y, kind of measuring fatigue and everything. And then Kawhi was weird and always hurt.
It's according to AI, they're giving credit to the Spurs in around 2010.
Yeah, but I think Toronto, but that's just because they were old. Pop would just, remember he would make a mockery of it. Yeah. He would put DMP old.
Yeah.
on the injury report.
But
I think it was Toronto.
But they're saying that even San Antonio was doing it with Tony Parker and Ginobili when they weren't old. And said they just started it. And then it went to the injury-prone stuff with Kawhi Leonard and all that stuff. But yeah, and then they said around 2014 to 15, it started taking on a thing, and now it's, but it's, you know, it became on, it became a big thing, but it's used to manage the physical demands on players throughout the NBA season. Why were the guys in the 70s, 80s, and 90s with,
Weren't taking care of their bodies,
Care of the body, that didn't have private travel, that didn't have private masseuses, didn't have all the nutrition and all this stuff. Why were they able to play 80 plus games? And today we whine about guys playing 65. Right? Isn't 65 the limit now, or the minimum you have to do to have awards?
To qualify, yeah.
Look at like Magic Johnson. I'm interested in some old heads. Because Magic was another guy that necessarily wasn't known as being like the most in shape guy in the world. He certainly wasn't cut up or anything. But I'm looking at Magic. 77, 78, 79, 67, 77, 72, 80, 72, 77, 79, 79.
Yeah, it wasn't really a thing back then. They just played.
Yeah,
I'll never forget Scottie Pippen in that sad Blazers 2000 season, but when they got to the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers game 7, that whole regular season, Pippen played every game. He started and played all 82, and he was like 35. That's impressive.
Jordan's point right there at the end about I don't remember the term he used, but like the continuity with the team, rhythm.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell can you, as a team, especially the flow of basketball, you know, the chemistry.
Yeah.
How can you, when you got guys in and out of the lineup and you don't know whether guys are in or out any given night, how can you build really good chemistry? You can't.
And I think that's, you know,
I'd love to see a study of the teams that have done rest management or load management the least. And what and how much better they are.
Yeah.
If there's a study on that.
Yeah, I don't know how you would, I mean, I'm sure someone's done it, but yeah, you would think that some sort of continuity in getting used to that. Because what we see now from teams is like, oh, don't worry, once we get to the postseason, we'll flip the switch and we'll be fine. And that's not always the case, right? I mean, the Dodgers have some of that even in baseball, right? It's like, we don't care. Wait till the postseason. And so, like, some people were criticizing Oklahoma City last year, because remember, Oklahoma City was playing their guys and they were racking up wins. And it'll be interesting to see in this second year now, does Oklahoma City care about winning 70 games? Or does Oklahoma City, with a bunch of young guys, take the approach of, we'll see what happens come postseason time?
All right. Coming up next, Chauncey Nope on The Fan.
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. It's actually pretty neat. You're a loser.
The latest on Chance, before we get to in the news, Shams had it today where the NBA will reportedly withhold his paycheck along with Terry Rozier's and place them in escrow pending the outcome of the cases with the FBI.
The PA is appealing that.
Yeah.
They say that does not go innocent until proven guilty.
Well, and there's actually a misnomer there. The Rozier checks will be in escrow. Chauncey Billups, according to the article that I read, he just loses his salary.
Yeah.
And then
if he's found innocent, I'm assuming
he will start making it again. But like if he lost $3.5 million in salary this year, it's gone.
Do you know what this means?
What do you got?
He's going to have to go run a couple of illegal poker games to pick up 50 G's.
Well, Rozier, and now, of course, I love how the agent and like all these agents are like, this is nothing. The FBI often arrests people after 3.5 years of investigation, but it all turns out to be bogus. Sure, Chance is a great guy. Rozier, I guess, owed a $8 million lien.
Yeah.
and the agent was like, that has been paid, and it was not factual. It was a sliver of that, but we've taken care of it.
So the $8 million lien was to whom?
The IRS. Yeah, the IRS.
Oh, it was the IRS.
They said like he only owed $9,000 on an $8 million lien, and he paid that. That's what the agent.
Well, so it was probably a $9,000 bill, and he never paid it.
Yeah,
and they just rack up interest on your
$8 million. How do you get to an $8 million lien off of nine? Like
I don't.
No offense. No offense to Chauncey's agent and the attorneys or whatever. I mean, it just Shocking development. Ah, he's a man of integrity and he would never do this. And look, yes, innocent until proven guilty. But to me, when the FBI spends 3.5 years and then shows up at your door at 6 a.m., that's not a case of mistaken identity. I doubt that the FBI took the time to go through that and then just decided to randomly throw some crap against the wall and be like, ah, let's arrest Chauncey.
That was a lie.
Let's arrest Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier.
To that point.
Yeah, good. I'm just Colorado. Having fun over here. I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear that clip. I love it. Colorado Rockies. To that point, isn't the Stephen A. Smith accusation that this is like a Trump targeting of the NBA then?
Yeah, even though it started under Biden.
Thank you. It started 3.5 years ago.
Thanks
I
a
cannot
lot,
believe
Biden.
People are throwing that out there. It's ridiculous.
And by the way, even if it is, it doesn't change. Even if it was like, hey, look into the NBA, they still found it.
Do you think that we'll ever know the truth about what Chance was doing?
No.
I think. My guess is there'll be some sort of plea.
I'm asking, do you think we'll ever know the truth behind what he was doing and why?
Not the full truth.
In other words, was he getting shaken down? Was he being extorted? Did he have gambling debts?
I think he will lie and lie We're and never deny gonna and lie and deny.
Unless it goes to trial, which it won't.
It won't.
Because they don't. Evidence will be out there. Sure. We will see everything in evidence. Yeah. But remember, Tim Donaghy, and this is just a hilarious point for me anyways, that there were 200 to 300 calls to fellow official Scott Foster.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, it's no big deal. He's like, oh, those were all innocent phone calls.
And even Tim Donaghy, still to this day, he won't throw Scott Foster under the bus. Yeah. He's just like, I was a good friend.
It's hard to get to the bare bones of something. But yeah, we will have a better idea. But my guess is this gets pleaded out. And that Chance comes up with some line of horse crap, and then
he'll roll over.
And he makes a generic apology, even though he doesn't say what he's apologizing for.
Well, but
and then there'll
says,
be a bunch of Chauncey Billups apologists as well that will sweep this under the
go,
rug.
See,
you're a loser.
No, if he just gives them information, the feds, they will allow him to save face.
Yeah.
Because that's probably why he was arrested in the first place, don't
guess.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going after the mob here, not NBA basketball players.
No.
This is about the mob.
Although
so
I'm not certain I'd be rolling over on the mob, but you know.
Well, that's true. I mean, so then what do?
You're
6 feet under.
Take your pinch like a man and you know, do your 3 years and
well, I mean you're, I don't know. It's not you laugh. That's actually
it's possible.
Well, he is in a predicament.
Yes.
Because they are wanting information on bigger fish.
Yes.
And those is that a bomb?
Are you going to get Dave Niehaus?
I hit it out. I was right that time.
The best part is you're a little bit ahead of me. And I love that you are now
a little nervous.
You are not willing to commit to the home run.
No.
Is that going to be?
In my head, I'm like, that's a home run. Yeah. And then I paused. But it was Kiki Hernandez.
That freaking guy. 2-1.
2-1 Toronto. They're in the bottom of the third. Okay. So, but you're right. It's like they want bigger fish. And they certainly arrested Chauncey because he's a high-profile name that can help them get attention on getting to the bigger fish.
Sure.
He knows some ass.
Yeah.
But does he, like, seriously, if he rolls over, he's rolling over on the mob.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, that's probably not a good idea.
Well,
but he also doesn't want to go to jail because he has so much to lose. What do you do?
I don't know. It's a sticky spot.
I think you stay alive.
Well, this is the.
Does he go into witness protection? Have we seen the last of Chance?
He just vanishes.
He goes into witness protection.
He becomes Miguel Sanchez south of the border. Starts coaching an Italy team. Well, that's the conspiracy theory behind the Chris Webber thing. Chris Webber, under no circumstances, will talk about the timeout. He will not. He has never talked about it. He will not. And, I know someone who is tied into the Midwest. People forget that the Midwest is actually a major crime hub. Like the mob.
KC, baby.
Yeah, the mob in the Midwest is a big, big deal. And that is the rumor out there that he was involved with the Midwest crime people. And it is a common belief, and who knows whether or not it's true, but it is a common belief of people from that area that kind of know some people back there. There is a reason why Chris Webber, under no circumstances, will talk about that because he knows that there are repercussions if you do. Paul Hornung, by the way, Midwest. Remember, this is a long time ago. Paul Hornung got suspended. He was the MVP of the NFL, and he got suspended for a year. Guess who never said anything? Paul Hornung, because Paul knew take your suspension, shut up, these aren't the guys. Now, I don't know whether Albanian Bruce is that guy, but I don't know what you do if you're Chauncey Billups. I really don't. But this whole idea that somehow he's innocent and that the FBI is making all this up after 3.5 years and he's a man of integrity. Dude, save me. Just don't give me that. Don't pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining. This is just, it's sad when people, well, he's innocent until proven guilty. That's true. He'll have his day in court. When's the last time the FBI spent 4 years investigating something and is like, hey, we have you dead to rights. And then it turns out the whole thing is horse crap.
Might I offer the NCAA basketball investigation?
Well, they got a lot of those people. It's just that,
well,
you know.
Yeah, I mean,
they
sure
said there were going to be way yeah more arrests, and there were zero.
They popped some assistant coaches in basketball.
But this is the difference. This isn't them saying. They showed up at his house at 5:30 and monitor him.
Yeah,
they monitored him 24/7 for 4 days to make sure that he didn't go anywhere, and then showed up at the butt crack of dawn and were like, yeah, here's some. And they showed up with a SWAT team, by the way. To if he wanted to say no, neat. They are not. This is just not going to casually go away.
No, it won't. But
and by the way, it also may drag on for years and years.
I just don't think we're ever going to get the real story.
And by the way, for people bringing up Diddy, he's going to jail for several years and has spent several years in prison already
until he gets pardoned.
Now, granted, they did not get Diddy on the 40 years, but they did convict him. And he is going to federal prison.
Yeah, but he kind of slipped out of the bigger.
Yeah, he did, out of the bigger one.
The bigger stuff. Yeah. So I think that's where people look at this and go, oh, you know, yeah. You got a lot of money.
Yeah.
You got the mob behind you.
Yeah. Just don't say anything against him.
All right.
Otani struck out again.
God, what a loser that guy is.
There you go. Just
does anybody like that guy?
Say it. You know you want to.
He sucks. Kiki Hernandez, way better. Are the Kardashians just doing bits now? Let's talk about it. Coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.